Yes, we saw last week, we spoke about Arichus, how the natural matzav, the natural status of a mensch, of an Adam, is that he's totally encapsulated, he's totally contained, within this, the midah of Anoichius. Within himself, he's totally contained. We saw from the Goyim that it's like a delis, it's like a door that doesn't let him see past himself. And we saw afterwards, we spoke about how the shorish of Avraham Avinu's avoid of chesed and emuna was both mushrish, was both rooted in this avoid of being mesakin. Being mesakin is ani, being mesakin, being marchiv is ani. We want to be mamshach tonight, seeing a little bit from the beginning of how the Torah introduces us to Avraham Avinu, this nekuda. First, just start a little bit. Bichlal, the way we're trying to set up is that chesed really starts before ma'aseh chesed. It starts with a person being marchiv his natural ego centrality, the fact that he sits and he's nimsa by himself. The emes is that's merum is an etzim idea of chesed. Chesed is the same lashon as chasidus. The shorish of chesed is chasidus. What's chasidus? As everyone knows, very famous. And Mrs. Sharm is talking about the price of a Pinchas ben Yor. And there it's mentioned that this chasidus, one of the steps in the sulam is chasidus. What is a chassidus? Today we talk about chassidim. What is chassidus mitzad the Torah? Chassidus mitzad the Torah. Chassidim today also come from there. But where did it come from, the Torah? So chassidus mitzad the Torah, Zokter Nesius Hashem, he says, it means going lefnim Yeshua Zadim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Torah, there's klolim in the Torah, how far you have to go. And every mitzvah and every area of the Torah, there's a certain klal of how far you have to go. And most people, even the tzaddik, he says, the tzaddik has a shlemus within the tchum. The chosid says, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I should do until here. The chosid learns from the chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. And he takes it, lefnim mishua sadin, he goes beyond the gvul. The haynu lamannu midivrei ramchal, but the taish of chesed, the shurish of the word chesed, means going beyond. Beyond means with a natural barrier, with a natural boundary, and you go beyond. This is the Sherish of Midas Chesed. The way we're telling the Vek, the Sug of Chesed always will demand, if a really wants, person wants to work, Midas Chesed, is Dafka when he's going to be Marchiv beyond his Enoichis. And that was, like we explained last week, that was the Sherish of Yaakov, Avraham Avinu, discovering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he also, he was purged the gvulas of his ani. He was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was able to see other people. Let's take a see this from the Torah. It's an amazing thing, amazing insight. The Torah in two parashias, we just recently read these parashias. Two parashias talks about Avraham Avinu. Kamat, totally Avraham Avinu is the main player. Lech lechon vayir, I saw already. Yitzchak starts coming in. Lech lechon vayir, we have Avraham Avinu. The Torah introduced us as Avraham Avinu. But it's very interesting to note that the Maisei Chesed, which again gets a lot more recognition in the world of Chesed, the Maisei Chesed of Rami, the famous ones, is only told us in Parshas Vayera. It's only in the second Parsha. In Vayera, that's when we have the famous Achnosas Horchim, which is a Murid Dikasugi of Chesed. The display of Chesed has to be learned up, the Protem of the Chesed. Soon we'll get into it. And also in Parshat Vayera we have Ayita Eishel, which Chazal says Eishel is a Chil Shti of Alina. That's all in Parshat Vayera. And Lech Lecha doesn't tell us the Maisa Chesed. What does it say? So part of Lech Lecha is about the Amun of Avraham Avinu, the Nisyonis. But right after the beginning of the Nisyonis, the first thing we have, Parsha, famous Parsha, is the dispute, the riv we have between Roye Avraham and Roye Loit. Roye Avraham and Roye Loit. What's going on? He riv ben roi mikne Avraham ben roi mikne loit. What's going on? Avraham's roim, all his shepherds know, and it's kaniyah and misera they have from their balabas, their Bible, that every camel has to have, every animal has to have a muzzle. Chas v'sholom, it shouldn't eat a mashu akihu zeh of someone else's field. Mashu akihu zeh. And Lloyd's, don't have care. Rashi brings in, of course, they have a rosh hetter. Of course, they have a rosh hetter. We'll talk about this behemshech. Chas Chaim says, come on, every time a person gazels, he always has a rosh hetter. Very few people gazel. Very few people steal from another person and cheat another person because they led you to it. There's always a rosh hetter. They have a rosh hetter, be'etzen. The rest is always bad. Be'etzen, the land belongs to Avraham Avinu, got promised him. He didn't have bailus yet, but be'etzen. So we have to watch him. Avraham Avinu, Dick took him gazel. This, we started to say, we spoke about, there's something called an ish chesed and maisa chesed. And we spoke about, unfortunately, I'm part of this seabor, we don't give nearly enough chashivas to be an ish chesed. The sugi of gazel, the amount of Jews that their whole life they get able to say they didn't touch and hurt another person's penny, I know the people I know can count them on my hand. The difficulty for a Yid to be able to live his life when you build your house, not to keep the zoning laws 1,000%. When we can talk about it, I've asked Hashem, I wanted to put a separate vat about this. The musik of being medaktik, has to do with being ish chesed. You have people all the time, they do spectacular acts of chesed, and their neighbors could give you a list from here till tomorrow. Why the guy's a Rosh Marusha? Why do you think he's a Rosh Marusha? How he took this from them, took this from them, took that from them. And everything he has a pshat, and everything he has a thing. Because he might do acts of chesed, but it's not an ish chesed. This has to do with being an ish chesed. First thing we heard about Avraham is diktuk b'mamon yishol acher. The next parsha after that, Perek Yudal, the whole Gimel's about that. Yudalid, what happens? That's the Muhammad. The Polit comes and tells Avraham Avinu, your Karev just got captured by the Malachim. Okay, very nice. Here we have a sugyo that's called Achrayis Anoisibolam Chavir. Okay, he's stuck. Very nice. Shalom Alei Nafshi. He's stuck. He got himself in trouble. I'm right now sitting by myself. You're in a neighborhood. Again, I'm giving tidbits now. We're going to hopefully talk about this. You're in a neighborhood, and there's someone in your chabura, there's someone in your family who made all kinds of mistakes in business, and he's finished. A krechs, you give a krechs, very good. Are you going to pick yourself up and go do something for him? That's a midah called achrayas noisib olam chaver. This is a midah that has to do with midas chesed, not maisa chesed. It's to do with how much do you live in your own world, with you, how much do you see another person's plight, and feel another person's plight as if it's your plight. Avraham Avinu had a chrayis loit. He went to Milchama, sacrificed his life, Ayoach, Arichav, all of them, because he felt that it was his personal responsibility. What I want to show is, the Torah is showing us that Midas Chesed comes before Maisei Chesed. That's exactly what the Torah shows us. The Torah is showing us, we're going to concentrate on this man, we're going to talk a lot about the Bnei Ani. Before you go and you talk about the greatest Maisei Chesed, Stoka, Chesed organizations, and this. You have to become a person who's poiritz the gvulis of his ani. A person becomes an ish chesed. A person is life. He is living with others. He's living with others. He's marchiv the gvulis of ani. That's the soid by Lech Lecha. We introduced Avram before Vayera, before we introduced to his maisim. Oh, v'achnosas orchim. He went beyond the gvul. Let's take a go weiter. Let's take a look at the Maisa Chesed. And we'll see that even when you're doing the Maisa Chesed, the entire Matorah of the Maisa Chesed, the Matorah, the goal of the Maisa Chesed, is Be'etzen, to make us to go out of our need, to go out of our need, to go out of our zich, to go out of our noichis, to be encapsulated in our own world. In the beginning of the parasha, you do what happened in Achnos HaSorchim, Avraham Avinu was sick. Avraham Avinu is Magyam Shlishi Mila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit him, and he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Shtei Neposek, Vayisa Eina Vayarvi, Neishloi Shanoshim Nitzov Malov. Vayarvi Yorotz Akrosim, Vayoymer, Soloshin Adnus, Vayoymer Ad, Im No, it's a Shad, it's Koydish, it's Chol. Im No Matzo Sichem Beinech, Al No Savri Me'ar Raglev Decha. He's in all talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pele, he goes and he starts being Goysik, and Achnos HaSorchim, he sees three what he thinks are Arabs, the Malachim. And he says, Zogin Chazal, Kuf Chav Zayin, Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin. G'doylo hachnosas orchim yoysir mikabolas b'nei Shechina. It is more valuable, it has more worth. It's greater to be yoysir kabolas b'nei Shechina more than... Hachnosas orchim yoysir mikabolas b'nei Shechina. So, first of all, the Hirah itself is Paskin the Rambam. It's a local mice. It's not only a Chazal, it's a go, I got it. It's Paskin the Rambam. G'doylo hachnosas orchim more than kabolas b'nei Shechina. So first of all, needs beer. Does that make any sense? The entire tachlis of the Bria of the Mitzvah Sharm is l'saneg al Hashem lehona is mitzvah shchina. He has now been kabbalas b'shchina. The Eivish Talayin G'doy Lachnos Hashem. He needs explanation. Poshup Shah. What needs even more explanation is b'shleim os. We have it in the Rambam, so we could do it. We have to try to understand Pshat, but we could. Chazal say it. Avraham Avinu was mechadish midas atzmai. How in the world did Avraham Avinu was the oimin midas atzmai in this chiddush neira? How could he be das atzmai? He's talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he was oimid mechaven dait al das amokim that the Ibishter would want him to stop. How was he mechavish? Third thing is diktuk im shat, but the lashon gedoyla always in Chazal is when there's two things that are in the same parasha and we're weighing one against the other. You could say gedoyla hachnosas orchim yokim biko chaylim gedoyla tztoka yoyisim gnilas chasadim gnilas chasadim. Yeah, yes. Gdoyle Torah Shabbal Bichsav, Yisemi Torah Shabbal Pe. Aber Gdoyle Toisvis von Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is a mitzvah, and Toisvis is a little. What are you talking about? Gdoyle Achnosas Orchim, Yisemi Tavshilin. Chosh Meshchina is something that Alam Amakim. It's an Indian. Are they in the same parsha? What's the Yachas? What's the Yachas? It sounds like there's some Tzarashov, and this is Goldul Mizen, that Tzarashov. Shots like this. The Makdim, some Uridik Rambam. The Rambam, in the Chesavim, when we mentioned the Rambam Paskins this, the Rambam brings down all the Nilas Chesavim, Nil Chesavim, Agav Lavoyas, Amez, Nicham Avelim. So the Rambam, Yudalid, Halacha Beis, so he brings down this klal. G'doy lachnos esorcha mihakbolas p'nei shechina, shenemar, but he brings a new mocker. V'yar v'hinei shloish ha'noshim. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuf Chav Zayin, the first I'm ready, point this out, brings the Pasuk Gimel in Bayira. It says, they bring the Pasuk, that he said, Vayomer, obviously he spoke to the Arab there, and he says, I see, if he was Oisik, Achnosis Orchim, more than before Kabbalah Shvashkina, so that's Mokhoshev. But the Rambam brings a previous Pasuk. Rambam is bringing the prelude to that. He saw them. What does it say anything over there? Kabbalah Shvashkina? Achnosis Orchim. He didn't yet do Achnosis Orchim. He just saw them. I heard once from a big Talmud Chacham, Poshup Shan Rambam, nearly Emes. It's a more big of art. It's one of the psichos. What does it mean by Yah? Let's imagine to ourselves. Avraham Avinu was sitting there talking to the Eibishter. Talking to the Eibishter. He is in his own world. If you were sitting talking to the Eibishter, Eibishter came to you, do you think you would see anything besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you think you would see anything? If you ever went to Chaim Kanievsky, when you were in the Chaim Kanievsky's room, would you see anything else that was going on in the room? Would you see anything that's going on in the room? He said, the Rambam is saying, if there wouldn't be something more chashuv than Kabbalah Shnei Shechina, Achnos Hazorchem, he wouldn't see them. He wouldn't have seen them. He wouldn't have noticed them. He wouldn't have seen them at all. From the fact that Vayar state, that Avraham Avinu knew that within Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, Kabbalah Pnei Shechina tells me that there's something higher. Kabbalah Pnei Shechina itself tells me Hashem Himself wants me to do something more. And he had room in his vision, in himself, in his zich, to see something else. That's what the Rambam is saying, Vayar, Vayar. It's Vayar Shteik Tehillas Bavli. So I want to take this a step further. I think in this idea, lick the Gantz Havona, what it means, G'doy Lach, no, that's what I'm going to measure. And this is Mamash HaSogi. He bought from Avolba 2 weeks ago. That the Yisoyed of Chesed is the ability to see the other person. To see the other person. And we said that by many of us, we don't see the other person. We said, what do you mean you don't see? You see the other person like you want to see from your side. We've been speaking about that this two-way street. Life is supposed to be a two-way street. You're supposed to receive from what's going on outside of you. Not only see what you choose to see, what you want to see, what you want to see. And we saw with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same exact thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are some people, they're always going to see the Eibishter how they want to see. They don't see what Hashem's trying to tell them. This is the Chiddush. When you are Oisik in Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, it is one of the greatest dangers and risks of where Noichias kicks in a person. The Ani of the person caught is the greatest blind that we spoke about. The Ani blinds a person. When a person is Oisik in an area of Ruchnias, where he is in a matzav of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, that he's being Mis'anig al Hashem Levin Zvijazai, he's in the greatest danger to be totally menutak, to be totally mufka from what's going on around him. I'll give you a few examples. You ever see a person when he's about to stand Shema Esrei? Do you have any idea about anybody else that's going on in the room when you stand Shema Esrei? Are you paying attention to anything else except the Shema Esrei you're about to be? When you're in your shir, when you're talking to a Rebbe, does anything else exist? Do you see anybody else? No. You're within your own world. And Varaya is Pashit because you're validating yourself because you're in doing something very great. You're doing something you're supposed to be doing. But at the end of the day, you're cut off from being a recipient to any vibes or any messages, anything that's going out. But MS, you're even manutik from hearing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating to you, or the Rebbe is relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating to you. You don't even see him, you see him. You're taking your side. Maybe you mentioned this once, I'll get back to this. How does it say you go to Aliyah L'Regel? How do you get to Aliyah L'Regel? You go to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you let yourself seen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does it say? It says, Yei Ro'eh. You don't go to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we went go to see Reb Chaim Kanievsky, when we were in the room with our basher, we were busy seeing what we want to see. Maybe we're taking out our pictures or telling everyone what we're going to see, what we'll see. What? A person who opens his ani, he is never closing himself off to the outside world. He's open, he's receptive. When Avraham Avinu was Oisik Gabolas Pnei Shechina, he was near et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was like this. He was totally open. He was like, listen. So he was recipient. And when he was recipient, that means he went out of himself. He was able to go out of himself. When he's open to see the outside world, so he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem wants me, created me in order to go out of myself. Fregich. From Baal said, the Yisoid of Shoyer Shachesed Vayir, Chesed and Moon, is going out of yourself. What's a bigger exit of yourself? To spend time at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Zbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or go to Achnosas Orchim, while you're in the middle of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's a bigger yitzia from yourself? What's a bigger exit out of yourself? To push it, to see the other people, see that there's other people, Nitzrochim. Again, I'm telling you, I'm talking about myself, I wouldn't see anybody. If I was in the middle of a Nevuah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wouldn't see anybody. Garnished. I would just be so caught in the fact of my opportunity what I'm doing. I didn't see anybody. Avraham was always open because even in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was open. His ani was not cutting off the outside world reception. He had reception. The reception was totally there. And then he chapped G'doyle. And this is the G'doyle. This is the Tzad HaShoveh. The Tzad HaShoveh between Achnosas Orchim and Kabbalas Pnei Shechina is, like we said, from Volbe, they're both, in a certain extent, Yitzias Mi'ani. You're both, you do it the right way, you're going out of yourself. You're not just busy taking, noital, hopping around, oh, I'm enjoying the Kabbalah's Meshchina. You're letting Hashem make a dent on you. If you're letting Hashem make a dent on you, that's Yetziyah Fani. A greater Yetziyah Fani is going to deal with human mortals when Hashem, you have the opportunity to be Kabbalah's Meshchina. And he knew Hashem wants that. Because Hashem once created the person to become a big Odom and go out of his ani. That's the G'doyle Achnosas Orchim B'Bosh Hashem. That's the V'yar. So we see the Maisa Chesed itself is a sugya of going out of an ani. Maisa Chesed itself, all the halachas of Chesed are mugdar of how much are you going to go out of your world. Not so much the outcome of how much, how many stats, how much Chesed you accomplished. It's how much you went out of your ani. Let's go weiter in the Pasuk. V'yisein V'yar, v'hinei shloish anosim nitzav malo V'yar. The next post, the Hemshech Pasuk says, Nochem Vayar. What happened? He saw them. And it says, Vayar Vayorek Lutzotzim Kratzim. Zokrashi, what happened? Zokrashi. Vayar Vayar Shtei Pomim. Harishon Kimashmoy. Hasheni Loshen Avon. Zokrashi, the first time he pushed saw them. The second time means a Loshen of understanding. He understood. There's a depth. He understood something about them. What? What did he see? Zokrashi. Nistakel Shoyin Yitzovim Bemokim Echod. He saw In the beginning, he saw that they needed, like, they looked like they were in need. They looked like they were in need. But then he saw the chayr, they should come in. They're boiling, they're sweating, they're shamish sweating. But it seems like they don't want to come into his house. Chayr, they need a place, a shady place to eat and drink and eat. Why aren't they coming? So he started entering their world. That's a pshat. He saw that's not because they don't really want to come in. They're chos on his tircha. He's on b'chashev, maybe in stam, he's an older person. They don't want to be matriachim. So to Loshen Avonah, he started to understand him. And how, you know, this we enter within the world of chesed. There's a whole world of subtleties when you're in the ma'aseh of chesed, of understanding the nitzrach, paying attention to the subtleties of his world, what's going on inside of his world. You might ask him, you want to help him out, but when you're starting to help him out, is he really going to totally tell you what he needs? Or no, he's going to be too embarrassed. This is a huge world. Sometimes it's opposite. Sometimes there's other things that a person, it's not that he's, it's not the opposite, but he feels he's taking too much. He's taking too much. He feels like a nebuch. You have to pay attention to that. This is the second part of Sugiv Chesed, besides the Ma'aseh Chesed, paying attention to the body language, to the vibes of the person you're doing Chesed with. We're going to Bezrim talk about this. This is the whole world. The whole world. You're trying to mechazik somebody. What's going on in that person's world? Zokt Chazal, this is what Avraham chapt. But I have a question. Why does it say Vayar? It should say Vayar Vihaven or Vyoda. If it's Havona, why is it saying Vayar again? It said Vayar the first time. And then why does it say afterwards Vayar Vayartuk? It just says Vihaven. Why does it say Vayar? The answer is because there's a hemshich of the sugya. What is Tali? Why do some people know how to do chesed the right way? Why do some people, when they do chesed, the person walks out that he understood me ad hasoiv, and he paid attention to all my nuances and all my needs ad hasoiv? And the other person did. Why? It's the sugya of ri'iyah. Ri'iyah is what Ravoli talks about. Do you really see him? Or do you see him like you want to see him? Want to see him is a very subtle thing. It's not a conscious beit hara. It means the way I would have thought. I'm not going to the thief kind of. I see him naturally. When you open your world, when you open your ani, and when you go out of yourself, so all of a sudden you'll see the whole other person's world. You'll see the other person's world. Aleph, you'll see another person when you're in the middle of running to a shir, when you're in the middle of oisik and all the chashma things that you have to be oisik. You'll see people, because people are constantly living. Even though Meir Oisik is a very chashma person, but there's hundreds and thousands of other people living at the same time as him, and they have needs, and it's going on while I'm reading. I got to be able to see them. I can't be blind myself from them. I got to open up. When I open up, how are you going to do the Ma'aseh Chesed? How? Do you know how many people say ridiculous things? We're going to talk about this version of ridiculous things when they go to Menachem Avel, when they go to Mevaka Choyle. What is the sugya talking? In the second Vayar. It's totally in the second Vayar. This is the second Vayar. It's totally if you do chesed from your side, or if you do chesed because you exited your ani, you exited, you opened up the other side, you opened up the window, we saw there's a delis. You have to open up the window. We showed, you know, when I finish always night, but until now we showed two things. First of all, Avram's chesed, before he became, I will call him, a goyim al chasodim, he was a sensitive person. He was a person who wasn't contained within himself. He was a person, okay, no one parades and talks about how, oh, that person, he didn't, there's not one neighbor who ever had a tain on him. No one talks about a parade. I hold him, we're talking about that. This is where chesed starts, pashat. This is where chesed starts, it's alabes. We should be parade. We should be hanging newspapers about these people. The person who, not one neighbor, not one person in his entire community, not in the shul, not his neighbor, has one tain on him, I think he's the ultimate ish chesed. He's the ultimate ish chesed. And I'll show you, his chasodim are going to be 1,000 times better. And the person who's a bar churayis, the person who he is taking a churayis for all the people around him, he's noise b'olam chaveiroi. Chesed started being an ish chesed. And weiter we saw, when you do the chesed, the whole sugi of chesed is not the outcome of the chesed, the uftu of the chesed. The sugi of the chesed is vayar, vayar. How much you go out. Vayar. He was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we saw last week, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side. He's able to see the people who need chesed from their side. He's able to see someone even during Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. He's able to see someone even after the chesed, the protim, the vibes. Pay attention to what's going on in his inner world of the person. One of fear eyes, it's going to be the start for next week. So, What we opened up Etzim is that Avraham was able to marach his ani. And the question is, a bunch of people ask me this, is that at the end of the day, what's the kivun? The ma'aseh we saw in the beginning of the Vada in this man, the Kadosh Baruch Hu creates in each one and everyone of us, that an mitzias is, we're enveloped and encapsulated in our ani. That's the way we are. Like it or not. Hashem, we spoke from Rav Dessler. Your first havchana, you exist before the entire world. That's the way your own perception, you're by default, that's the way it starts. And we saw that it's very important. Hashem wants that. You're supposed to say, B'shvili never oil. That's what pushes a person. Mitzat sheni, we saw, and that's a tremendous danger, that it cuts yourself off from real chesed. A person becomes a person who doesn't see the other people. And you become a destructive, a harmful person, a person who a lot of people are saved from, kids, wives, neighbors, co-workers, people who suffer from you. So we said, marchiv ani, what does that mean? A lot of people call it mean to become selfless. What does it mean to become selfless? Abraham became selfless. What does it mean to become selfless? You don't have a zich. You don't have a zich is connected to Ratzon Hashem. You don't have a zich is a person who is going to be an unsuccessful person in life. Very likely he'll end up being homeless. A person has to be machshim himself, and a person has to be living in himself. So what does it mean? Avraham Avinu, the Moshe. We just spoke about Avraham Avinu. He's this, chesed. Did he have a zich? Many places you see Avraham had a tremendously strong ani. It's what that's me. Aleph. Avraham of Ivri. Avraham stood against the entire world. The entire world. I don't know if we have a good musa again. I mentioned last week. I don't know if we have any in a dogma. Do you know what it means to fight against millions of people? Imagine the whole world. They take studies that when they have, they do to put a test, and you work with 10 people in the room, and afterwards you have to say, is this circle bigger, this circle bigger? 90% of the people are affected by peer pressure by the first 10 people. Now, Avraham Avinu was fighting against millions of people. They all scream, their whole life screams that there's no God on the Aretz, there's God on Shemayim, there's no God over here. And he says, Avraham Avinu, he fights against everyone. He had to have shtotl like it. He had to believe into what he said. He had to have a backbone. He had to have a knee that's stronger than anything. How in the world could you stand against him? We'll show another case we see is ani. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham and he says, "Noichi mogen lach. Schor chayar b'moid. I promise you, I'm going to be Avraham says, "Mas char titin li. V'noichi hoi chariri." Tell it because he discovered emuna. He has talmidim nefesh asu b'chor. He has Eliezer. And he says, "Mas char titin li v'noichi hoi chariri." If I don't have my own child, nothing is worth nothing. That's what he says. Obviously, it's a lashon. What does that mean? The answer is, Eliezer is a Talmud. Nefesh HaOsu B'Zachorin. A son's a son. A son is a hemshich of you. Hashem put Avraham Avinu on the world for a reason. That Avraham's avidu individuality should make a mark on this world. And Avraham knew, and it's true, that in your zich, Talmudim are very nice. That's hashpoh that you make, but that's not you. And he knew, and that's what's in Hashem, that I want myself to continue. That's why Hashem put me on the world. I want a son. I want a son. It's mutter. You're allowed to that. So we just showed Avraham had a zich. Of course he had a zich. So what does it mean to be selfless? The answer is very simple. We'll see you next week more. The answer is, you have to be marchiv your ani d'hainu. You have to place the fact that there's a world outside of you, what we call yenim, what Rav Volbe called zulas. Zulas can mean Hashem, and it can mean thousands of other people. Your wife, your kids, your chavrusa, your Rebbe, your friends, everyone. You have to place the world of Zulas within your ani. Your ani is there. Your ani is there. But your ani has to come to sensitivity, that's what we're going to learn this month. That's what we want to open the sugya. See how chashav it is. Hopefully it will change. Is that your ani has to come in tune, that I have to constantly place the Zulas in my ani. And that will be marchiv, the gvul of my ani. My ani will have the zulas inside of himself. This is what. Chayre, the kavana, the ima kavana, famous lashon of Chaim V'lozhin that he told his son, the mitzvah V'lozhin, in Akdomet and Nefesh Chaim writes, very famous. He was talking about the sugi of Noisim Om Chaver. He says his father used to reprimand him when he saw that he wasn't enough Noisim Om Chaver, the sugi of a Chayim before. And he said, Kol Yedvori Alay Tomit. You should know, Chaim V'lozhin told Yitzchak, Sha'odom le'nivra La'atzmoy. Loy la'atzmoy nivra. It's v'loshem. Loy la'atzmoy nivra. Elo lohoy la'achrinay. What it's saying is, part of your ani, when we start to realize how corrupt, how really handicapped you are when you allow your ani in its natural state to be held up with its mechitzas, how much your ani is missing. Your ani is betzim living the world warped. It's living the world, it's missing out all the time. When we come to realize that, the ani itself wants to place the zulas, lachrini, lachrini, we call lachrini, in the nivra is the ani. Le nivra, the ani, the zulas comes be part of the ani. When the zulas comes part of the ani, this is the harchova of the ani. You have yourself, and it's dear. I'm going to talk about this, bring it out more than myself, as Hashem. But you put the other person in your ani. This was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Ben Yehuda says in Ovis, he had four openings to his tent. On the Mishnah, he obeys Chapsucha Levacha. Sokta Avraham Ben Yehuda, it says, like Avraham Avinu, that he had four openings at each side. And the Velt asks, you need to have four, you have to have on every single side an opening. What is it? Why do you have to have an opening on every single side? Let him have three, it's not enough, okay? He has to go a little, she should save him 10 feet. Maybe that's a shot. The taich of having an opening on four sides, taich like this. If you have an opening on three sides, two sides, that means there's my ani, and on a certain side it's closed, but I choose to open on three sides. I choose to open, so I'm opening on three sides. A Pesach on all four sides means it's mefulish, it's duch and duch. There's every side, there's no side of me. There's no side of me that I didn't open. That means my ani itself has a Pesach. That's the nekuda we're referring to tonight. Avraham Avinu managed to make an Avraham, my ani has the Pesach. It's Ptucha. My ani is Ptucha. That's the way that you're Marcham Dini. That's the only way to Marcham Dini. When in your ani it realizes that I have to have an opening, a constant opening, to be constantly sensitive, that's the person who doesn't step on his neighbor's property. It's the only way. It's very complicated. You know, many Chayshim Rishpashali comes in. The constant sensitivity to another person. Constant sensitivity. That's the person who's medaktik and gezel. That's the mensch who is achrayis, and that's the mensch who does chesed like the chesed Avraham.